Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Ivory Coast's government resigned Wednesday in a move that President Alassane Ouattara said would bring more efficiency to the West African state just 2 months after he was elected. This is Prime Minister Daniel Kablai Khan. As we hear here, he is presenting his resignation and that of his government. It was to have been the first cabinet meeting of the year in a move that observers said was expected. A new cabinet is to be put in place in the coming days, targeting greater cohesion and more efficiency of government action, according to President Ouattara. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country's capital. In Bangui, the head of the mission said he was determined to track down and punish the alleged culprits. He says, I am deeply shocked and deplore it, but our concerns go beyond people's reactions. We will take extremely aggressive measures, firstly to investigate these new cases and to take action against all of those who are involved in these horrible acts. We will also show our compassion to the victims. It's not clear how many peacekeepers were involved in the alleged abuse or what countries they're from. The International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde told Nigerian lawmakers Wednesday that the fund does not support foreign exchange restrictions and that any such measures should be temporary. She made the comments in an address to senior Nigerian parliamentarians during a four-day visit to the nation. She has introduced foreign exchange curbs and allowed only limited devaluation after prices for the oil exports collapsed. VOA News.